an ideology, like a reason to be violent and join a militia. According to ChatGPT, PTA often builds films around one character who doesn't fully submit to the dominant logic of the world. In the film, that's Willa. So she, you know, serves as a contrast, definitely against the other characters. I think it's like a film like this is saying about power that if someone's in a position of power, maybe it's just like they have an opportunity to create influence, create change. They have a weapon. They have a political stage, whatever it is. Like, it's easy to lose sight of why you're there in the first place, and it's easy to get caught up in whether it's continuing to fight unnecessary battles or, for lack of a better word, clout. Because, like, you know, that one character, Lockjaw, was doing anything to join, like, the Christmas Adventurers Club. I think that's what it was called. And it just kind of shows, like, in the society that we're in, we're, you know, we're so keen on getting titles and getting ahead. Like, we don't care at what cost. Like, in the end, he ended up hurting his own daughter, like, emotionally, and putting her, like, in danger. And it was just like the lengths he would go to like join this like ridiculous club. It's like a matter of your priorities are mismatched. It's like you could be using your power and your voice to do something more positive and more adding value, or, you know, just deciding to better yourself, because obviously, like, that character made, like, poor decisions at the beginning of the film, and it's just, like, he could have, he could have really grown, but instead of growing, he just becomes very selfish. And unfortunately, I feel like that's a missed opportunity for him to prove he could be a good dad, or show that, like, his violent past stayed in the past. And I also want to talk a little bit about Leonardo DiCaprio's performance, especially that phone call scene. I think the reason why I really like this movie is towards the middle of it, I felt like it really picked up, and just playing on the absurdism, and, you know, in theater, having two opposing forces makes for, like, really good conflict and drama, and is just very interesting to watch. Like, the stakes are really high, and obviously the stakes were high in this movie, as, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio's trying to keep his daughter safe. I think the more desperate he gets, the more exciting it is to watch, because the performance that he puts on is so compelling. No, it's very, very fun to watch. And I mean, even his costuming looks, like, ridiculous, and you know, just the hoops he has to jump through. I don't know, something about him being in, like, this violent world, but then also, like, a dad, and, like, him looking very silly to try and go find her. It just, like, really humanizes his character and makes him really...
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Seek professional help.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint blend.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the great, gorgeous, gigantic overture known as the Web Song. You've never heard it by Tchaikovsky. You never heard it by Rimsky-Korsakov, because they didn't know any better. But now, I bring you one of yours truly, Little Fats Waller's Spider and the Fly. I'm coming out of the web. Be careful now. I'll vamp you in. Won't you come into my parlor? Send the spider to the fly. I've the cutest little living room that you did ever spy. Oh, fly. Bye-bye, bye-bye, oh, fly. Because she walked into his parlor, unsuspecting little fly. Please come in, my fine young maiden. Let me rest your dainty hat. We'll have tea out on the terrace and a friendly little chat. Oh, fly. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, fly. Because she walked into his parlor unsuspecting. You should see my art collection. It's the best that gold can buy. Not to speak of my fine etchings that will surely please your eye. Poor fly. Because she walked into his parlor, unsuspecting little fly. Come out of that way.
I am trying to find a solution for a certain person. Trying to find a solution about a certain person with this modern surgery. They change him from he to she. But behind that lipstick, rouge and paint, I got to know if she is or is she ain't. I wonder what gave him the idea and the spark to leave the country, bound for Denmark. He tried to live the life of a man, but that was not in accord with nature's plan. So he underwent this operation and came back home to shock the nation. But behind that lipstick, rouge and paint, I got to know if she is or if she ain't. Back to this country, they made her a popular celebrity. out of public sentiment. She got movie contract and plenty engagement. People came out of curiosity to see this amazing freak of the century. But behind that lipstick, rouge and paint, I still wonder if she is or if she ain't. Walk across the stage, they call her the wonder of this modern age. Now she making plenty money because of hormones and plastic surgery. Joined at 20,000 a week, and not one listening to this record could get a peek. So behind that lipstick, rouge and paint, what you think she is? Boy, I know she ain't.
Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. And if a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when, my love, for life is running dry, by me. If a man could be two places at one time, well, I'd be with you tomorrow and today. If the world should stop revolving, spinning, spinning slowly, down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one, the stars would all go out. Then you and I
from the house on Haunted Hill.
Supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural. Perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
Sounds like a lot of supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural. Perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
We'll be right back. Ajoro jar ajoro, tell him to go kill. Ajoro jar ajoro, no break no jar no sense. Ajoro jar ajoro, tell him to go quench. Ajoro jar ajoro, no break no jar no sense. Ajoro jar ajoro, go and kill.
Ajoro jar ajoro,
go and die.
Ajoro jar ajoro,
go and quench.
Ajoro jar ajoro,
put up all the verse.
Ajoro jar ajoro,
go and quench.
Ajoro jar ajoro,
go and kill.
Ajoro jar ajoro,
go and die. Go and die. Go and quench. Go and kill. Stop all the bass. Joro jara joro. Zombi when I want way. Joro jara joro. Zombi when I want way. Joro jara joro. Zombi when I want way. Joro jara joro.
worthy of you, but memories from the past I still recall. Oh, please don't get too close and let me love you, 'cause I just might be fool enough to fall. So careless with your glances, don't look at me that way and breathe a sigh. Please don't get too close and let me love you, 'cause I just might be fool enough to try. It's not that I don't think I'm worthy of you, but memories from the past I still recall. Please don't get too close and let me love you, 'cause I just might be fool enough to fall. That I don't think I'm worthy of you, but memories from the past I still recall. Oh, please don't get too close and let me love you, 'cause I just might be fool enough to fall.